Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 this your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, and it's going down. Tonight, you know, I had your boy, Young Joey live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online, man, and it's going down, man. And he's the new artist from Waka Flocka, the whole Brick Squad situation, and it's going down. So we're going to have some new music from him, and we're going to be talking to him about everything he got going on. But until then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go to some real quick music real quick because I do it. Big Sean, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. Let's go.
Man, fuck your time. I waited my whole life to be the man of the hour. I really can't lie, I was a man when I started. I'll be the man when I die. Man, these take your money, and I take their virginity. I'm out, I split a O in half, and now it's up for rent. I'm crazier than crazy, if you retarded and stupid, I put that within the earth and pass it. Yep, that's having you been. Okay, now, oh, that's your girl. Well, I don't give a master two shoes. Okay, I'm west side, till I'm dying underneath them tulips. You bored, though, like Enrique. I'm toupee, I'm three pay. I'm looking like I'm a sweepstakes, but I treat your girl like a cheapskate. Cause I need a crib, a big estate. I need a boat, and that need a lake. I need some salmon, that need a place. That need a chef, so I feed my face. My crew is who I be with it. Rose, I chippity tip it. I'm Quagmire. I my cash flow, I giggity giggity. Oh boy, I'm cockamanian, the most zanious, insanian. Pulling up in Mercedes, rolling up like I'm Damien. I love girls that's Arabian, Albanian, Caucasian. I ride around getting cranium, my dick is hard as titanium. Oh boy, you had your chance and blew it. You blew it. Stand aside and watch it real. So crazy that my crib look like a campus. Play your cards right, and I could blow you up. No, I ain't gambish. I'm wasted. This looks like a job for Captain Planet. Not good loady, woody. I just took more shots than Kobe. The realest, this repping the baddest. Promoting, she puts that thong on my groin, and then it go boing. Got my front her on her bumper. Does it look like she toying? I hustle hard like I'm finna lose the crib, and party hard like I'm finna do a big. All I ever do is big. So all she wanna do is big. Girl, what your name is? I really can't remember. And tone breaking tree down. Somebody yell out timber. I'm up in them kush clouds. Lighting up like I'm Zeus. Stand back, watch out.
Boy. Yeah.
girl. Show 'em how you ride it. Me and my boo, and my boo, boo, ride it. All up in that black with a chick right beside it. Ladies, if you love your man, show 'em you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl. Show 'em how you ride it.
Yo, we right back on Lush Radio Online, man. I think apparently I might have muted myself. I'm not sure. But we're live on the line. And make sure that you log on to www.lushradioonline.com to hear everything that's going on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to have Young Joey live on the line with us. Call in at 347-826-7722. Along with that, you know, shout out to everybody that has their birthday. That's in January. My brother, my mother's birthday actually is coming up, actually January the 31st. So shout out to all the Capricorns, all the Aquariuses that are out there. You know what I'm saying? Much luck to you guys. Celebrate your birthday. Don't drink too hard. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So some of the tips, you should just start off small, you know what I'm saying, and work your way up to that big, you know, Valentine's Day gift. I think, you know, small little trinkets, each and every day, you know, check for that. And I think the State of the Union is actually coming out soon. I don't know anybody who checked that out to listen to that. But we live right now, Lush Radio Online, and make sure you follow Dami Young, Dami underscore Young on Twitter. So, like, we're just going to sit here. We're waiting to get him live on the line with us. So I'm going to go ahead and play this Chris Brown, Niggas in Paris. We're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Whoa!
Just came to get rid of every nigga, then murder every rapper. Watch a nigga come up out of me. I'm fighting hard on these motherfuckers, flying on the VMA. Evil Knievel, the nigga proud of me. I'm drinking this shit to 5 in the morning. Your girl's number one pick, call me Mr. Lottery. I let a hit a nigga die, pow, like a suicide. I ain't giving no motherfucking apologies. Shit so hard that she crazy. Ain't shit free, fuck you pay me. Hair on flow from the 80s. And my chain on like we made it. My kinfolk got 10 hoes, 5 whites, 2 blacks, like 3 Asians. My being so goddamn ho. Nigga, take this shit, I'm too faded. Go ahead and bring your crown over. Ass kisser, brown nose. Fuck your luck, I smoke clovers. I'm partying with boat owners. Marilyn Monroe hoes all on us. Ricky trying to get your signing bonus. Nigga, look at my chain, man. I paint your face, you a clown, homie. Not trying to throw subliminal. My poor sky force in trippin' cow. Even if it's just 10 of y'all, I put you in the old school. Now you pin up dogs. Yeah.
this crazy. Don't you play me. You tryna get on this bus? Her bitch sign is waiver. Hold up, give me that Chardonnay and that Marvin Gaye shit. But hold up, my conversation's too complicated, this bitch too basic. You ain't no goofy girl and you know that I won't say shit. You got skeletons in your closet, I got aliens in my basement.
Dominique, avec Annick, elle s'en allait tout simplement au pied, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Dummy ain't short for the mannequin. Check my birth certificate. 80s born, baby, I'm reppin' it. I mean, representing this effortless. You keep sweating this. And you keep buying rings and necklaces. I'm not sexist, but hold at the deficit. So at the section, your ex, she's exited. Feeling a blank, you feeling this a name. Just another catch of villains, cause he mad about his name. Had a bad day, now I'm getting half baked. Baker's man, patty cake, I'm out of space. They gravitate, I'm on my way, I navigate. Any mother lover really feeling tough, I get it if you wanna cook a raw, brother, in the fillets. Rhythm roulette, shoot, hold on the D. Same Betty A, do, boo. You lying through your teeth to the roof. Just trying to be the chick in my coup. Knock, but not rocking. The booth, how can I spew? Small like IQ, I typhoon all over haikus and tight goos, it's ice and abuse. 100 proof, gone like poof, smoking mirrors, that's your cue. Got high fly, bird's eye view, pointed like a seal with the CSU. Proud, hit it with a new style, killing with a new bow. From cutting the bus and I end all discussions, I make all the honeys just scream out. They call me. Hi, my name is. It's Young Dami. So, just say my name, bitch. G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I- hard, you're a comic strip. Falling for that, I ain't falling for shit. So you can just fall back up, fall off a cliff. Bottomless pit, he got him like, I don't know whether they're falling for him or dope. Swimming all in him, I'm skinny, I'm dipping, I'm skinny, it's him, but there's plenty to dick. I'm not Arnold, but Benedict, and she's addicted, my spit is like venom. You bit it, I finished him. Step into the lion's den, blindfolded with a sick roar. We are not similar, nothing I like, no synonym. A simile. If you ain't kin to me, you're a close friend to me, B, then you looking like an enemy. My symphony, sick syphilis, that's hideous. My sympathy, Simon's with rhyming, what I'm implying. You can't get rid of me, I'm kicking the science off in the lab. I'm your Bill Nine, and they were just miming, they wasn't trying to hear me speak. Now I'm your highness, I'm high ass, a giraffe ass, right now. Pipe down, from cutting the bus and I ain't no discussion, I'm making the whole world scream out. They call me. Hi, my name is,
I got a problem with it. Six-pack, but I'm about a dozen when they bring their cousins, you bugging, I'm with that. Yellow stones, I rose gold, a wrist wrap, and have a buff like a K with no kickback. Yeah, you know they dig that. Kill a and look it right in the eyes like I did that. You're tuning in the real radio, watch it flood the streets like when the levees broke. Heavy smoke, backwoods blazing, don't ask me how I'm feeling, cause I'm amazing, I fly high. Fly God, might hit any bitch in the party like a drive-by.
I got a problem while they're hitting on me. Can't touch what I can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down. And the top back staring out the window.
Used to have a childhood somewhere along. long I lost it. So many mistakes, so many abortions. Things that people change too, to make you nauseous. Everybody ain't who they say they be, so be cautious. Some people gon' stay broke, praying on your downfall. You ain't for my situation, you still around for. See you at the top where the stars align at. Your favorite rapper scared of heights, he couldn't climb that. I find that kinda amusing, but really not. Everybody wanna know or not, is he really hot? Stop at five, I put up everything I got. You niggas got everything, but I'm everything you not.
I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what you can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down on the top back.
Thank you.
I'm back on the scene, and, you know, the State of the Union is coming on soon. So the State of the Union, everybody's writing questions to President Obama. So what's been written and listed on most people's timelines, if you go and check out their timelines, they're saying that what the things that Obama did do for us, they said, my president, they said that basically he got Osama bin Laden. But if that's true, you know what I'm saying, I don't really, can't really give him the credit for that. The man could have been dead all this time. I think that's a conspiracy, but that's a whole other story. That's what I think. They said unemployment rate is 8.5%. Check, but it's still a lot of people without jobs. So it's crazy. 1.6 million jobs created with no help for GOP. No GOP help. Check. Now, I still want to know where are all these jobs that are open up. Where are they at? Because people still don't have jobs and people are still on unemployment. But, you know, it is what it is. People, you know, statistics are saying that one point, but people are actually out here living and still going through situations. So on top of that, Red Tail came out, which is the true story of, you know, of the Tuskegee Airmen. And, you know, we have actually singer Ne-Yo actually premiering in this movie. And, you know, actually, you didn't know that the script actually was written by Ridley and Aaron Magruder, actually creators of the Boondocks cartoons. So this is very interesting, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely encourage everybody to, you know, to go and check this, check this out and go check out Red Tail and, you know, check it out and support it, you know, get a little bit of history in your system. And I implore everybody to go check it out. You might learn something that you didn't know before. And on top of that, don't forget to log on to www.lessradioonline.com. Call in at 347-826-7722. Right now, I'm going to go to a song by the one and only Mass Spike Miles. Follow him on Twitter, Mass Spike Miles. He's from, you know, Maybach Music. He's a wonderful guy. Make sure you're checking out. Big shout out to Easy Street from 93.9. Shows me mad love. One of the guys that I actually look up to in the industry. So I'm going to go ahead and go and play this song called Love Come Down, one of my favorite songs off his new project. It actually came out today. So shout out. Go pick that out. Download that on atpiff.com and support him and support it on iTunes. Mass Spike Miles, Love Come Down.
So let me teach you a lesson. There's no need to question your team to take decisions with you. Cause your body's a blessing. Oh, babe, I feel like a fool. Cause I'm so into you. Wanna pull on your head a little, kiss on your neck a little. No need for hesitation. Tonight is your invitation. Take a journey with me. I'll set your body free. Take your breath.
Monopoly's off.
What's going on with you, Samo?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'm trying to be live like y'all out there, man.
Silly, man. Y'all good, man. You doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Big Squad is definitely, you know what I'm saying, family to us over here at Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Prince for setting up this interview. You know, Frenchie, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, had him on the show with us, you know, a while back, you know what I mean? So, you know, we definitely have for the squad and everything.
Y'all familiar with the fam, y'all affiliated.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying, we got nothing but love, you know what I'm saying, for the family over there doing their thing. So, man, talk to us, man. Tell us, you got any shout-outs before we get into this interview real quick, fam?
Definitely, I always got some shout-outs. Shout-out to the whole squad. Shout-out to Brick Squad Monopoly, man. The whole squad, we here, man. Shout-out to Squad, shout-out to Wooda Kid, shout-out to Rest in Peace Slim Duggan, shout-out to Frenchie Wooda Kid. Shout-out to my boy Mouse, too. You know, that's a new, you know, he ain't new, he's been around, but, you know, you're about to see a lot more of him, too. Another Brick Squad Monopoly artist.
That's what it is. So, Haylen, you know what I'm saying, from Jamaica, Queens, by way of Atlanta and everything. You know, you're doing your thing. You out here, you know, bringing a new fresh air to the whole industry and stuff like that. Coming through the whole Brick Squad community situation. So talk to us, you know, what inspired you to get into the music industry, man? I mean, even though you already got family and everybody in the situation, but what inspired you to get into it?
I always like doing music, like since I was a young, like a baby, man. I was rapping as far as I can remember. I could talk, you know what I'm saying? Like I just always, you know, infatuated with music, you know what I'm saying? From watching videos, just being around. My whole family always been in the industry heavy. Like my uncle Ben used to work at Def Jam, you know, my pops too. Like, you know, he had his own record label when I was coming up. I was a kid. Always been around rappers my whole life, like LL Cool J. Fiji, just, you name it. I've always been around the music industry. And, you know, it was almost like preordained for me to have my feet in this industry.
Definitely. It's like it's basically, you know what I'm saying, you had to have an opportunity in the music industry one way or another, you know what I'm saying, surrounded by all the greats you were surrounded by, you know what I mean, and all the influences you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, you've done a lot, you know, prior as you know, being a child coming into the music industry. How did you basically get? I know you have family in the industry, but how did you decide that you wanted to jump in and connect with the whole Brick Squad label, with Gucci and everybody and Walker?
It was only right, you know. That, you know, at the end of the day, that's my fam. You know, it was only right that we went ahead and made it official. You know what I'm saying? Who better to rock with than the people that you know? And that's going to give you complete creative control over your music, you know, and trust you in what you're doing and believe in what you're doing from the start. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just I've always been around that whole movement from day one, playing my role in the back, supporting. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we are as a kid. Like, whoever got the torch, whoever hot right now, we all will get behind them and push them 100%. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my time yet. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, the torch is being passed down, you know, and everybody's getting behind me now, so.
Definitely. So you definitely, you're the next one up. So we're going to see a whole bunch of things, you know, from Young Joe, even though you got crazy views already with your videos all over the place, the viral is crazy right now, you know what I mean? You got, you know, Walker on your joints, you got Frenchie on your joints, you know, you got a lot of people, and you have a whole different style that's totally different from Frenchie, Walker, Gucci. You got your own style. How do you describe your style?
My sound is just, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a genre to put it in, but I can't think of one. But it's just different, man. I'm more of a laid-back person. Like, you mean, Rocky and Frenchie, you know, they more hype. They got way more energy than me, you know what I'm saying? I'm more of a chill person, laid-back.
Definitely. I noticed that because I noticed that because, you know, Walker's always jumping around, shaking his dreads, and Frenchie's like that, too. And Frenchie, and Punisher, like, Frenchie is, like, super hype.
Frenchie's really like one of them hyper kids that probably needs some medicine. That's how hype he is. It's crazy, though. I wish I had that energy. Like, I just came back from D.C. and Walker, you know, we all performed out there. I just seen, like, Walker perform before I did. I'm like, damn, how the hell am I going to go out there and do that after he just went out there and tore it up? Like, his energy is crazy. I don't think nobody on this planet, and I'm not just saying that, can outmatch his energy on that stage. Like, the energy that he brings is just crazy.
Definitely. I mean, they're very, very hyped. So, you know, you coming along and listening to your style of music, you're, like, chill and laid back. Like, that stuff you can just chill. And, you know, at any time you just feel like chilling, you can listen to it. But you got a different variety of stuff, you know, because I listened to some other music that you had, checking out some of your videos and stuff. And you have a different variety. But the stuff is chill, though, and anybody can really relate to it, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to your style of music, which I like. And I guess because, you know, coming, you know, from the late 80s going into the early 90s, you know what I'm saying, and you dealing with some of the old greats like Slick Rick and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the old heads in the game, you kind of got like this enriched, essence when it comes to dealing with your music and the type of music you put out there.
Wow, that's crazy. I never heard that before. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a crazy way of wording it. I like that. No, you gonna miss my. I'm gonna have to steal that. I'm gonna say that in one of my interviews. I'm gonna have to steal that.
Joe, you crazy, man. You crazy, man. But I'm out here in the DMV. I'm sad that I wasn't able to run it, catch y'all when y'all was performing out here and stuff, and y'all had left already, man. You know what I mean? I be busy so much. I got so much stuff going on. But you know what I mean? Next time I'll run into y'all and check y'all, you know, next time y'all come through. But top of that, let's talk about, you know, you've been through a lot of adversities. You know, even though, you know, being blessed, being surrounded by so many people in the industry, so many people, positive people pushing towards the industry, we all get, you know, sideswiped by, you know what I'm saying, the allure of the game, the other side of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I myself, I know being a hustler back in the day, you know, you had a situation where, you know, you almost had to do a serious bid that, you know what I'm saying, you
mm-hmm.
didn't even know if you was going to get out of, but by the blessings of God, you know what I'm saying, you were able to get out of that. And you had a second chance.
Yeah.
How much of that did that take a serious toll in your life and make you say, look, man, I can't even do this. I can't even mess around with no crazy stuff, man. I got a future ahead of me, man.
It definitely like being dipped in some cold water. You know what I'm saying? Like a big tub of cold water, like, you know, taking reality at face value. It just lets you put a value on everything, like make you value your life and look at your life for what it's worth. You know what I'm saying? Like you look, and before I make moves now, it just gives me a reference to, like, look back, like, man, is this really worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes you want to think twice about before you move, and it just lets you know that, you know, at any given time of the day, this thing we call life, and that we take for granted, this thing could be snatched from you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I lost a lot of good brothers this year, too, also. I lost them permanently. You know what I'm saying? At any given moment, this thing could just be snatched. So, you know, you got to just go hard and live every day like it's your last. I know that sounds cliche, everybody say that, but, you know, that's what I try to live by.
Hey, you got to do it sometimes because, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, nobody lives your life but yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like Tupac says, nobody can really walk a mile in your shoes but yourself. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's crazy, but, you know, you have definitely, you know, overcome a lot. And, you know, I'm proud of you that you're doing a lot of good things. And I heard from a birdie that you got some serious boxing skills, man. You know what I'm saying? I heard from a buddy you got some serious boxing skills. What's good with that, son?
I'm all right.
You all right? That's not what I said.
I'm all right.
So, finding out that you do a little boxing, I mean, well, did you ever try out to do, you know what I'm saying, middle weight or anything like that? You know what I'm saying? Did you ever go out for, or is just more for training, you know, to get you as cut as you are? What's the situation,
you know,
with the boxing?
It started out as just training, like, to get me right. But I started taking it serious, and it got to the point where, like, the music just started picking up, and I had to, like, choose, like, you know what I'm saying? Am I going to do this or try to pursue the boxing?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to just kind of let that fall back and just pursue the music because, you know, the two don't mix. You know, you touring and stuff like that. You take a toll on your body, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really train the way you need to. I'm not going to go on tour and then come back all sloppy and have somebody put me on that canvas, you know what I mean? So I don't know too many rappers that are professional athletes, too, you know. You got to do one or the other, pretty much.
But no serious ones. You got ones that have attempted, but, you know, that ain't all the way. But I mean, from what I've seen, you look like you had some skill. But I mean, like, I know sometimes, like, when you have free time, I know it's a way of you, like, releasing yourself along with, you know, doing the music. But sometimes, you know, tension builds up and stress, you know, punching that butt, punch the bat, you know, feels good sometimes.
Oh, definitely. That's the biggest stress reliever. That's the best workout you can do. Like, fighting, that takes, you know, that takes more than running and playing basketball and football. Fighting is, that's the best relief.
Definitely, man. So talk to us about the new project. I know, you know, the whole thing about redemption and, you know, coming back, getting your second chance. Talk to us about your new project that you're working on. The six man and everything you got going on. Talk to us and let us know who are some of the people you're working with, where should we look for that, and what's your favorite joint on it?
Oh, you know, the six man, that's the mixtape that we just released, hosted by DJ Love the Nell, DJ Trapaholics. You can find it on livemixtapes.com, datpiff.com. You know, we have features on there from, you know, obviously the squad, Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane, Frenchie, Woody Kid, Nicki Minaj, Bobby Valentino, who else? We got a couple more people on there. We got my boy Young Bruno. We got production from Mike Will, Beethoven, Black Metaphor, as well as myself. I produced a couple records on there. My favorite Jason on there, I have to say Ayo, and definitely that. I don't know. It's a toss-up. I got three favorite records. Matter of fact, I got five favorite records. I'm sorry. I got Ayo, Sheet Pick, European featuring Gucci Mane, Go Hard featuring Waka, and Shopaholic with Gucci Mane, Bobby Valentino, and Nicki Minaj.
Definitely. You got a lot of heavy hitters on that joint, son. You trying to hurt him out there, ain't you? Just a little bit. Oh, man.
A little bit.
But, I mean, I definitely like everything you got going on. I mean, you got a Twitter, and could you put that Twitter out there for the people, you know, so they can definitely follow you on Twitter and get at you, man?
Definitely. So follow me on Twitter at YoungJoeyBSM. That's YoungJoeyBSM. Check out the website, youngjoey1017.com, youtube.com/joeybsm. You know, just stay tuned.
That's what it is. I like this quote about your story and how unique it is, you know, that I've been to prep school with kids from all over the world, and I've been at the bottom of the totem pole with lifers and rapists. I'm everything every other rapper is not. Tell us more about that quote when you stated that.
I just feel like I have a lot to offer because I see different sides, you know, they're at the bottom, you know, like the quote said, with the lifeless and the rapist. It's like when you get to see different people's perspectives, like when you get to walk in different shoes. A lot of people haven't been able to do that with their lives, like wear different shoes, you know, like be around completely different environments, completely like the opposite, the worst of the worst, and what society consider the best of citizens. You know what I'm saying? Like stand up, upright citizens. You know, go to the best schools and the best work, the best jobs and stuff like that. Like just being around different groups of people, I feel like I got to see more, and it allows me to be a better rapper because I have more to talk about. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You know.
Well, it does definitely make you well-rounded as an individual because a lot of people portray certain things that they aren't, you know, especially in the industry. We know people, you know, they front till they make it, you know, and then you got people that are actually real and genuine like yourself. And, you know, I can kind of actually relate from where you're coming from because I've sat there with people that were Fortune 500 business owners. And I've dealt with people that's been hustlers, and you know I've dealt with a lot of situations. You can't talk to a hoe about being a hoe if you was never a hoe or you was never a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk to a pimp if you ain't never been a pimp. You can't talk to a hustler and tell them stop flipping them burgers and work a regular 9 to 5 if you never really been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't really talk to somebody, explain something if you never walked them out in their shoes, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. So
exactly.
I can relate with you from where you're coming from on that quote. And with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you want to see nothing but more success because you can relate to people. And the way that you come across with your music is the everyday thing and the everyday struggle that people go through along with that, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Just chill back and lay back, you know, because not everybody want to just, you know, be thinking about, not everybody got cars and riches and everything like that. I think you kind of keep it real with your music, and I like that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? You take me back where music was music. So that's why I feel a
position
when it comes to your music, man.
That's big.
You know,
that's exactly what I've been trying to do.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to let you know that your point is coming across, babe. Your point is coming across.
Wow, that's big. That just made my whole day. If one person could say that to me, that, you know, that's big.
You know, I mean, but, you know, I don't know if everybody, you know, analyzes stuff like I do. I'm just a whole nother different person.
That's big.
You know, but we're going to go and play the song Ayo real quick one more time, and we're going to come back. I got a couple more questions for you, and then, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you go because I know you're a busy man. So we're going to play Ayo. Can you go ahead and bring this song in for us real quick, Young Joey?
What's shaking? It's your boy, Young Joey, checking in Brick Squad Monopoly Zone. You tuning in. Check out that Ayo produced by me. Fire, fire, new heat, Brick Squad Monopoly.
I got a problem with it.
Back. But I'm about a dozen when they bring their cousins, you bugging, I'm with that. Yellow stones, I rose gold, a wrist wrap. And have a bust like a K with no kickback. Yeah, you know they dig that. Kill a and look it right in the eyes like I did that. You tuning in the real radio. Watch it flood the streets like when the levees broke. Heavy smoke, backwoods blazing. Don't ask me how I'm feeling cause I'm amazing. I fly high. Fly guy might hit any bitch in the party like a driver.
I got a problem with hitting on me. Can't touch what a bitch can see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down. On the top back, staring out the window, yelling at me.
Used to have a childhood somewhere along. many mistakes, so many abortions. Seen some people change too, to make you nauseous. Everybody ain't who they say they be, so be cautious. Some people gon' stay broke, praying on your downfall. You ain't for my situation, you still around for. See you at the top where the stars align at. Your favorite rapper scared of heights, he couldn't climb that. I find that kinda amusing, but really not. Everybody wanna know or not, is he really hot? Stop at five, I put up everything I got. You niggas got everything, but I'm everything you not.
I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what I can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down on the top back.
I really need to make, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of my music when I first started, it was just like real, it was like real raw, and you know, and I, it was like real violent, and you know, it was just, I had to really get in tune with myself and figure out what kind of image I want to project, you know, and what kind of energy I want to attract to me as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Because like, a lot of artists, like what you rap about in your songs and what you talk about, that's the type of crowd that's going to come to your show. You know what I'm saying? And I had to really evaluate, like, what kind of crowd I want to be at my show. Like, what kind of message am I trying to portray? But, you know,
definitely,
people taking you serious.
And that's true. You know, that's with anything you do. But, you know, with the hard work that you're putting in, you know, people see that, you know, your work ethic, and that speaks louder than anything. And you're definitely working and you're definitely doing your thing. And I salute you on that. Are there any other ventures, you know? I know right now you're focusing on the music, but are there any other ventures that you would like to tap in, you know, once you master the whole music industry and you do it to the point where you feel you're content at? Are there other things that you feel like you might want to venture into also?
Definitely, you know, I would love to venture into film, you know, I would love to, you know, maybe do some movies. I'm working on like a script right now. Like I'm trying to put together a script,
don't want to say no ideas because, you know, somebody will snatch it, you know, somebody try to snatch.
Oh, don't put too much information.
Yeah, somebody tried to snatch the name of my company. You know, like, it's crazy. So I don't like putting ideas out there no more because somebody go copyright it tomorrow and then call you and say, do you want to buy this from me? It's crazy. But definitely film. Definitely film, though.
I can see you doing some film and some stuff and everything. It's good that you actually do the screenwriting because some people find it challenging to do the screenwriting and everything like that. That's like the whole bulk of the situation. So I'm very, you know, as an African-American, you know what I'm saying, it's wonderful to see more African-Americans actually get into screenwriting and producing movies and stuff, which we need more of that, you know, out there, you know. So it definitely would be great to see, definitely great to see something like that actually go on. And if you do, which I know you're going to do it, I wish you nothing but success. You know, hopefully I can get some blockbuster tickets, you know what I'm saying, a preview or something when it comes out.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know, but if you had any advice to give some of these youth that are trying to get into the industry in general, what kind of advice would you give them?
The most important piece of advice I think I can give is if you believe in yourself and you really want to do it, then just do it and stick with it. Don't ever stop, you know. Like, don't. If you're going to do it, make up your mind today or tomorrow and really just do it and make that your life. You can't be one foot over the fence and the other on that side. You have to really channel in and really do it and believe. Don't give up. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Just believe. If you believe and you strongly believe, you have to make other people believe. That's it. Like, you know, I can't stress that enough. Like, I can't stress that enough. It's the time I was ready to hang it up. You know, you just got to keep going. Right when it gets the worst, right when it's at its worst point, you know, that's when you make magic. And, you know, and right around that corner, you know, great things can be right there waiting for you. You got to keep it pushing.
Definitely got to keep pushing. You can't let nobody stop your dream, man. You got to keep doing what you do. And we got two last questions for you. The last question, one of the questions is, the State of the Union is coming up. You know, the president addressed the country and explains different things that's going on. If you could ask the president any question, what would it be?
Sorry, I asked who? The president?
If you could ask the president, the State of the Union is coming up, right, where he addresses the country's issues and stuff like that. So if you had any two questions to ask the president, what would it be and why?
My first question would be, I want to know who's his favorite hip-hop artist. His favorite rap artist. And my second question would be, I want to know what he used for his waves, because his waves be spinning some time. I want to know what he used. You know, those would really be my only two questions for president.
I like Joy. Joy is funny, man. You're a good dude, man. And the last thing is, you know, Valentine's Day is coming around the corner, you know. Everybody be into their little boo thing or whatever. So, you know, whether you have a shorty or not, what was the most romantic thing you've ever done or romantic thing you would do if you had a shorty or you do have a shorty? When it comes to romance, Mr. Young Joey, the love doctor today for a couple of seconds.
Man, you know, it's my mom be racing. I get excited talking about stuff like that. I might go get a nice suite in the city or something. Like, you know, Yotel, they got this place called Yotel. I might, you know, go get the presidential suite up there. Got the pool table, the fireplace, and all that. You know what I'm saying? I might just, you know, just surprise, you know, my lady. You know, take her up there and she won't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, just take it in, just add some champagne on ice. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't really like roses and all that type of stuff. I don't, but you know, I might do it for her. You know what I'm saying? Just had a music playing, right? Just had a couple bottles of champagne. You know what I'm saying? You know, just set the mood and just kick it, man. Just kick it in the city, check out the view. You know what I'm saying? Just lay back and just enjoy the day, Valentine's Day, you know. Do whatever she wanna do for the day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I haven't did the rose petals. I haven't done the rose petals or nothing like that yet. I think that's kinda, I don't know, that's kinda cheesy, man. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you know certain things, right, are like cliche because you know people just overdo it so much. You know, I think for a man, I think it's to step outside the box, do what's you know different. You know, everybody gives somebody roses, but you know there's different flowers that mean different things. You know what I'm saying? To buy a woman a different rose, not a different rose or a different color rose or a different type of flower because it means something. Or step outside the box than the norm, you know. Instead of chocolate, something else, you know what I mean? But people like doing everyday normal things. But, you know, it would be nice, you know what I'm saying, for people to step outside the box this Valentine's Day, especially the ones that messed up last year.
Yeah. Lord knows I messed up.
Yeah, but you know what? Joey, I really enjoy interviewing you. I love the conversation with you, and I know you're busy.
Thank you. Same here.
Running around. Huh?
Same here.
Hello?
I enjoyed your company.
Yeah, I enjoyed your conversation
Hello?
And everything, and I wish you nothing but success in everything that you're doing. And, you know, since you've been on here, you know, you Lush Radio Online family, so whenever you got anything going on, you know, if we get it, we'll send it, we'll rotate it and show you love. So you family now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can eat peanut butter and jelly with us, you know what I'm saying? We can eat some oodles and noodles and drink some Kool-Aid.
Hey.
That's what it is, man. But we love you, man, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Once again, get him your Twitter and everything like that, fam.
Oh, yeah, the Twitter, you can follow me at YoungJoeyBSM. Check out the website, YoungJoey1017.com, YouTube.com/JoeyBSM. That's about it.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you follow me back, Joey. So I'll be sending you a Twitter, texting a few. So we got nothing but love for you, man. Keep doing what you do. And salute, man. Double salute, man. Nothing
Amen.
But love for you, famo.
Love. Thanks
Appreciate
for having
that.
Me.
It's all right. Good, man. Hopefully this ain't going to be the last time. Don't get Hollywood on us now.
Nah.
Don't get Hollywood
I'm here.
On us.
I'm here. Anytime. We can do it again tomorrow. I'm here.
I might hit Prince up and be like, yo, I might want him to just be a special guest to come on or something, you know what I'm saying? And wild out with me on this joint or something.
Man, do it. We here. Anything y'all want to do, we here.
That's what it is. Nothing but love, man. I see you on the flip side, man. Keep doing what you do. Stay on top. And don't let nobody take your joy away from you, man, because you're winning right now.
You're already. God bless.
All right, salute. That's what it is, man. You're alive with your boy, the one, the only, Young Joey, doing his thing on Lush Radio Online, man. And this is what it is, man. We support independent artists doing their thing, majors. You know, everybody that's just doing their thing out there, doing positive things out here in the industry, and this is what we do. And I definitely enjoyed the conversation with Young Joey, and I hope we have him back on the line. Support him. Don't forget to follow him, Young Joey BSM on Twitter, and show him mad love. Whatever he got on there, retweet it, download his music, listen to it. It's definitely a different variety, a different breath of fresh air. And a big thank you to my man Prince that always shows his love on Lush Radio Online with providing us with great interviews. And shout out to everybody that just gives us so much support. State of the Union, what is your question for the president? You know, just tweet me and let me know what your questions are. And we'll discuss them on tomorrow or actually Friday. Don't forget on Friday from 8 to 10, we're live and we do live in studios. From 8 to 10 o'clock on Radio Network. You can call in on that one at 301-288-3100, and we'll be live on there. Also, don't forget, we're also on Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Check for us on there. And on top of that, you can also check for us on www.lushradioonline.com. So, you know, I had so much fun today, and, you know, the weather is nice outside. It actually was a wonderful day today. This is one of those days out here in the East Coast that was really, really nice. So I really didn't need to use a jacket or anything like that, but I had fun. Shout-out to my boy, Busy B. Shout-out to him, my BFF. Shout-out to Easy Street from 93.9. Shout-out to Radio, E2K Enterprises. Along with that, Strictly for the Promo, they're doing their things. Shout out to all the PRs that send us all these great interviews over here. And everybody that's out here in the grind. You know, sometimes life may throw you a curveball, but remember you're in control of the direction that it goes. You know what I'm saying? So don't forget that. You know what I mean? Don't forget that at all. You know, keep doing what you're doing and you know, keep moving. Stay positive. Don't let nobody steal your joy. And, you know, sometimes in life you might go through obstacles, but that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? You still got to live no matter what and do what you do. Lush Radio Online, always doing it for the people because I am the people's voice. Yeah, you know what it is, man. So we're going to go ahead and play Ayo one more time just because I can. And right here, Young Joey, Ayo. So all y'all cats, turn your amps up. Turn your radios up, you know what I'm saying? Chill and relax and listen to this joint right here. Ayo! Young Joey, baby, let's go. Let's Radio Online, man. Keep it locked.
I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what you can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down and the top back staring out the window. Yelling, ayo, yelling, ayo.
I'm about a six pack, but I'm about a dozen when they bring their cousins. You bugging, I'm with that. Yellow stones, I rose gold, a wrist wrap. And have a bust like a K with no kickback. Yeah, you know they dig that. Kill a f and look it right in the eyes like I did that. You tuning in the real radio. Question floods the streets like when the levees broke. Heavy smoke, backwoods blazing. Don't ask me how I'm feeling, cause I'm amazing. I fly high, fly God. Might hit any bitch in the party like a drive-by.
I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what I'm I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down and the top back staring out the window.
Yelling, used to have a childhood, somewhere along I lost it. So many mistakes, so many abortions. Seems the people change too, to make you nauseous. Everybody ain't who they say they be, so be cautious. Some people gon' stay broke, praying on your downfall. You ain't for my situation, you still around for. See you at the top where the stars align at. Your favorite rapper scared of heights, he couldn't climb that. I find that kinda amusing, but really not. Everybody wanna know or not, is he really hot? Stop at five, I put up everything I got. You niggas got everything, but I'm everything you not.
I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what I can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down and the top back staring out the window.
Young, young, young. Just say my name, say my name, big.
Dummy ain't short for the mannequin. Check my birth certificate again. 80s born baby, I'm repping it. I mean representing this effortless. You keep sweating this and you keep buying rings and necklaces. I'm not sexist, but hold at the deficit. So at the section, your ex, she's exiting. Feeling a blink, you feeling this a name. Just another catching feelings, cause he mad about his name. Had a bad day, now I'm getting half baked. Baker's man, patty cake, I'm out of space. They gravitate, I'm on my way, I navigate. Any mother lover really feeling tough, I get it. If you wanna cook a raw, but the end of fillet. Rhythm roulette, shoe, hole on the D. Same Betty A, do, boo. You lying through your teeth to the roof. Just trying to be the chick in my coupe. Knock, but not rocking the booth, how can I spew? Smaller like IQI, typhoon all over haikus and tight goos, it's ice in abuse. 100 proof, gone like poof, smoking mirrors, that's your cue. Got high fly, bird's eye view, pointing like a field with the CSU. Proud, hit him with a new style, killing with a new bow. From cutting the bus and I end all discussions, I make all the honeys just scream out. They call me. Hi, my name is. It's Young Dami. So, just say my name, bitch. G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-N-I-Q-U-E. Dominique, not Dominic. Young Kingdom, I'm dominant, and I'm in the spot. No leopard print, nigga. Hardy hard, you're a comic strip. Falling for that, I ain't falling for shit. So you can just fall back up, fall off a cliff. Bottomless pit, he got him like I don't know where they're falling for him. A dope, swimming all in him. I'm skinny, I'm dipping, I'm skinny as him. But there's plenty to dick him. Not Arnold, but Benedict. And she's addicted, my spit is like venom. You bit it, I finish him. Step into the lion's den, blindfolded with a sick roar. We are not similar, nothing alike, no synonym. A simile. If you ain't kin to me, you're a close friend to me. Be then you looking like an enemy. My symphony, six syphilis, that's hideous. My sympathy, Simon's with rhyming. What I'm implying, you can't get rid of me. I'm kicking the science off in the lab. I'm your Bill Nine, and they were just miming. They wasn't trying to hear me speak. Now I'm your highness. I'm high ass, a giraffe ass, right now. Pipe down. From cutting the bus and I ain't no discussion. I'm making the whole world scream out. Scream out. They call me. Hi. My name is. It's Young Dami. So, just say my name, bitch. G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-M-I-G-O-G-O-M-I-M-I-M-I-N-I-Q-U-E.
Yo, it's your girl, Lush Lush. You are now listening to Lush Radio Online, your premier internet radio station worldwide. And we're broadcasting D.C., Maryland, Virginia, New York, New Jersey, worldwide, UK. We here. Lush Radio Online, man. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Don't forget, we are on all through the week, man. Log on and listen to us Fridays. Get the fuck out of here. Fridays goes on with my girl, myself, Lushy Lush, along with Future Guru 100. And, you know, call in and tell us your gripes, man. What you mad at? And tell them to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? And then from 8 to 10, I'm live on Rip Radio Network. And you can call in at 301-288-3100. And I'm live, and I'm doing live interviews. So you guys can see me on camera and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We live in studio. You know what I'm saying? You can bring your drinks, all that stuff. We live on camera, and we doing our thing live in the studio. So we got a lot of new artists coming out, a lot of people doing things. Big shout-out to Mass Pike Miles. We had him actually on Monday. So his project actually dropped today, so check for that and support that. Mass Pike Miles on Twitter to follow him to see everything that's going on with him. Make sure you follow Young Joey on the Twitter also, BSM, and check out everything that's new going on with him, with the Brick Squad. Shout out to Frenchie. You know it's all good, fam. Shout out to Lazy K Productions, the whole fam over there. Shout out to my man NOE, Bird Gang. Got nothing for love for you, fam. And, you know, we're doing our thing out here. Lush Radio Online, man. It's nothing but nonstop music, nonstop interviews, nonstop up-to-date situations is going on. Red Tail, okay? For all those people that didn't check out Red Tail, man, it's the true story of the Tuskegee Airmen. We got your man, the Soul Man, the one and only Neo, live on there doing his thing. So I need a lot of you guys to go and check out Neo and check out everything that's going on over there with Neo. So check for that with Neo in Red Tail. Also, the creators and writers of the Boondocks actually did the script and everything for that movie. So that's actually interesting also. I think it was great. It was excellent. And I think you guys should go out there and support that. Also, another movie that came out, Underworld, The Awakening. My critique on it, I think it was a great movie, a lot of action packed. I always loved the lead actress that plays in Underworld. She looks so hot and leather, all black, you know what I'm saying? She does a thing. But I think they need a little bit of more explanation about, you know, the Covenant and all that stuff, because I love vampire movies, you know what I'm saying? So I think they should have had explained it a little bit more of you know, relapse of, you know, the last movie before that. So, but that's my thing. But other than that, it was action-packed. It was a hot movie. And, you know, it's more to come. I think there's going to be another one after that. So, but go check out both of those movies. Those are must-sees for this week. So go and check those movies out. Check out the State of the Union. And we're going to be talking more about the State of the Union later on. And don't forget, go out there and protest and make sure you let them know Congress, stop playing around. You was not shutting down the Internet. You cannot censor the Internet. You take away all of our other rights, man, and this is the only place where we have freedom of speech. So I'm calling out to everybody, man. Go out there, write your neighborhood congresswoman or congressman and let them know you cannot censor the Internet. Don't do it. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So get your boo on, get your loving on, get your drinking on, and, you know, step outside the box. You know, this year, instead of just, you know, going straight to Valentine's Day, make Valentine's Day every day for your shorty. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, even if it's a little gift, a little card, or a little nice little love letter, or a little text here and there, you know what I mean? You know, just little things up to the day of Valentine's Day. You know, do something different. You know what I mean? Like my man Young Joey said, man, you don't always got to do the rose petals and all that stuff. Do something outside, something she won't even expect. Because, you know, everything else is typical that everybody else thinks about. You know what I mean? So do something with your own twist to it. You know what I mean? So, Lush Radio Online. Call it at 347-826-7722. Or go on to www.lushradioonline.com to see what's new. And we're going to go to one of my favorite songs. This goes out to my shorty right here. All I want to do is give it to you. And we're going to be right back. Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
Thought you were just another Romeo, the shoe you passed by in the store window. But soon as I got home, I wish I bought you instead. I got it bad, I take the black, take the navy.
get high, you got it, so put your number in this camera phone, and we can live like the camera's on, no script though, these boys claiming they ball, got no grip though, my flow switch mode, it's so schizo, so I'm the one that your girl blow kiss for, you gotta love me, cold world, no snuggie, baddest girls hug me, my mind on you though, you hoping I'm the one, but I already knew though, it ain't no secret that I get around, true, but girl you make me wanna settle down with you, get a crib with a view, lay up in the bed, make a kid, maybe two. All my ex-girlfriends don't have to get a clue, cause the rumors that you heard about is true.
I said I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more than the new pair of shoes. I only wanna give it to you, and I still hope it to feel like I do.
RushRadioOnline.com. Don't forget, if you want professional voiceovers, you can holler at my man, Sound Off Nation, the one and only spokesman. He has all your needs. So get at me at RushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Submit for your interviews and submit for your music to get it on rotation on our show. All through the week, we always have something different from you. It's always an adventure on Lush Radio Online. So log on. Also, public service announcement, man. Go get checked. Go to the doctor and get constant checks. Cancer is something that is not basically prejudiced to anybody. So go get checked, you know, because you have brain cancer. You know, you have ovarian cancer, lung cancer. It's so many different things going on. So please don't neglect yourself. Go out and go get checked. Men and women, because, and also check children. So go out there and get checked. Go get your daily checkups. And also, we neglect using vitamins. Make sure you take vitamins and stuff like that also. So that's it. Your girl, Lushy Lush, and those are my vital tips for this week. And I'm going to holler at you guys later on Lush Radio Online, man. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Join our group. In the group, you can post any video, any music, any links, any events going on, along with our wall. So make sure you like us. And also log on to www.lushradioonline.com. We love you. And we out of here, man. And I just want to say, hey, yo.
I got a problem, why you hating on me? Can't touch me. Six pack, but I'm about a dozen when they bring their cousins. You bugging, I'm with that. Yellow stones, I rose gold, a wrist wrap. And have a bust like a K with no kickback. Yeah, you know they dig that. Kill a f and look it right in the eyes like I did that. You tuning in the real, real radio. Watch it flood the streets like when the levees broke. Heavy smoke, backwoods blazing. Don't ask me how I'm feeling, cause I'm amazing. I fly high. Fly God, might hit any bitch in the party like a drive-by. I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what I can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the coupe with the windows down and the top back. Make you nauseous. Everybody ain't who they say they be, so be cautious. Some people gon' stay broke, praying on your downfall. You ain't for my situation. You
still around for? See you at the top where the stars align at. Your favorite rapper scared of heights, he couldn't climb that. I find that kind of amusing, but really not. Everybody wanna know or not, is he really hot? Stop at five, I put up everything I got. You nigga got everything, but I'm everything you not.
I got a problem, why they hating on me? Can't touch what you can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the